Hello and welcome. RoniZone Media and RoniZone.com proudly present the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. Your hosts are Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California. And now, on with the show. Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our blog web address is aclosereloukouat.ronizone.com, and our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.
Hi, everybody. We are here with the new setup.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds different.
Very different.
But we will move forward trying something new.
Okay.
So we have a couple of voicemails that we never got to the last time.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to have to add them in later, but at least we can hear them now. So, some theories.
Okay.
And the first thing, actually, Lena sent in an email about Neil Bay, maybe Huck Finn. So, I mean, anything's possible.
Oh, yeah.
So, we will move forward. This is weird.
Yeah.
This is really strange.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like I'm David Bowie recording a song or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's Dave's voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Dave from Michigan. Happier this time because I'm just talking about theories. I think the first thing I realize is that now that we know who Tamara is and where she's from and kind of an idea of what she's doing, I think she's not so much evil like we know the evil characters to be, like Mary Margaret's headed down that path. And Regina and Cora, we know that they are evil and Rumple, because it's born by something that terrible that happened to them in the past. But I don't think she's evil. I think she's more greedy because she's after the magic. And I think that's the distinction between her characteristics of the way she's going to act compared to the way that we've seen people who are inherently evil act. I don't think that Greg is evil or greedy. I think he's just after his dad, and in looking for him, he came across Tamara, who was doing something else. I think he's an innocent bystander, and most likely his conclusion will be finding his dad and dying, or finding out that his dad is dead, and somehow he'll be hurt in the ending. And he won't carry on. I think he'll be done by the end of the season. I thought it was funny to see that when Neil told the story about how they met with the coffee and everything, I thought based on who he was, who we knew him from Tallahassee, he set up the meeting. To see at the ending that it was Tamara who set it up, I thought that was pretty ironic. I think the dragon isn't going to be done on the show. I think he'll be back. That actor is a good character actor, much like a lot of the other side characters, and I think he'll be back showing in somebody's past, somebody else's past, probably in Storybrooke, whether it's the same actor or somebody who we learn was also called the Dragon. But I think he'll be back for sure. I think I thought of Jeff when I saw the slap from Mary Margaret to Marco. I thought perhaps that is a correlation to the dark side when Luke cuts off Vader's hand and his hand becomes that, because her hand didn't look like it was under her control. It looked like she didn't intend for it to happen, the same way that he didn't intend for his hand to become Vader's hand. And then my last thing is something I need to tell everybody who lives in Storybrooke. Stop talking about your secrets in the diner. Everybody eats there and everybody listens to you. Stop doing that. That's it for now, guys. I can't wait for the episode. I love your guys' recaps and more discussion. So, talk to you later. I'm really going to miss the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
So, some interesting, you know, maybe Greg is good.
Yeah, I don't think he's evil. I don't believe he's evil at all. I don't think he's greedy. I don't think he's evil. I think he's truly looking for his dad. He's just a kid looking for his dad. And I think he's, unfortunately, a pawn in Tamara's little game. Now, I do think she's evil. I think she's pure evil. I think she's more evil than even, you know, Regina and Cora. Because Regina and Cora's, you know, evilness, and even Rumpel, to a certain extent, was based on love. Hers seems to be based on greed, which makes her far more evil, in my opinion, than they ever could be. But that's just me. I don't like her. I just have never liked her.
And I do think it is interesting that the dragon, I think we're going to see more of the dragon. We've seen other dragons, and we've also seen characters turn into magical creatures. So anyway, I think.
And I agree. I think the dragon's going to come back. I don't think he's done. I think it was a... It was fake. It was faked out so that, you know, he could do something different. I don't know.
And then the two things I wanted to bring up about the episode is that we have seen normal people come to Storybrooke and kind of really stick out. But when August went to the hospital, it was a magical creature, you know, a little like the dragon in a normal world, and then what happened with that? It was the same kind of on a flipping it around situation. And then also the I was always wondering about the ink that's written with Henry's book, if that was magical of some kind, because Cora's book had magical ink, and then the Emma note. I just wonder about Henry's book. So here is the next voicemail.
Hello, Jeff and Colleen. It's Brad again to weigh in on my thoughts for this week's episode. Life lesson this week, it's never too late for redemption, but you must actively seek it out. There were some little details I enjoyed this week, like 8:15 in Phuket for our backstory, hot cocoa and foot massages for David, a bad reputation from Snow, just a wood pile of failure from August, enough food to feed an entire family with bagels from Tamara, a little blackened soul fish and a monthly juice cleanse from Regina, and finally a good old-fashioned slap in the face for Geppetto. Now, here's some thoughts on this week's episode. First up, I believe that Tamara set up August to take her money because it was just a little too suspicious how she left an open envelope of money on the counter as she walks away. When Tamara goes back to the dragon, he doesn't ask her if she has the money, but instead says, don't forget the photograph when you leave. He is aware that she's lied to him about the cancer, and it seems as though Tamara knew the dragon had no intention of giving her any type of magic, so she used August to get it for her. She tells him that she has analyzed the bottle with the most sophisticated techniques available to man, and that it doesn't contain a single element found in this world. My question is, where did she get the most sophisticated techniques available to man? We know the real Greg Mendel was the founder of the new science of genetics. So is Owen some type of scientist she's working with? Is her grandmother somehow involved? Or what about the possibility of her working for an organization or society who want to find magic and destroy it? Before Tamara supposedly kills the dragon, he tells her, you haven't met the real me. He then approaches her with his arms extended and what looked like to me was sacrificing himself. It's the same gesture Mary Margaret gave to Regina when she said to kill her. Will we ever see the real dragon? And are we really to believe that a taser could kill him? Neil, Emma, and August were all brought to our world without a curse, and it would appear the dragon did as well. So how many more people may we run into outside of Storybrooke? Although I know Colleen really hates Tamara, it's nice to see the show adding more villains instead of just falling back on Regina as the main villain. I'm so disappointed we won't see more of August in the present day. But now that he's a boy again, Colleen's theory that August will be Rumpelstiltskin's undoing still could happen. And finally, because of his absence on the show this week, I want to leave you with a little bit of Rumpelstiltskin. If you're not listening to the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast with Jeff and Colleen Aroney, well then, dearies, you'll just have to deal with the Dark One.
Love it.
That's awesome.
Love it, love it. So,
wow.
Great.
Incredible.
Great,
yeah,
life
really
lessons. And, tomorrow, and that's kind of what I mentioned, is if they're going to get rid of Cora, they need another great evil person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe Tamara is it, and Tamara and Regina may go head-to-head or battle for separate things. I don't know.
Well, the interesting thing is, what happens if Tamara does get magic?
Mm-hmm.
That means Rumpel and Regina might have to join forces to battle against her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but then maybe that'll bring out Emma's abilities as well.
Yeah, we haven't really seen Emma kind of come into her own with the whole magic.
Right.
And, there's still beans yet to be used, mm-hmm, and that kind of thing. So I think, I hope that we're going to kind of narrowize the storyline, because there's been so many different things. And then tomorrow we're going to meet Robin Hood for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's a lot of people. It's not just me and you, but there's a lot of people that are saying the storyline is just so spread out. It's really hard to kind of keep up. And I know Lost kind of does the same thing. But anyway, thank you, Brad, sir.
Mm-hmm,
appreciate
yeah.
it. And we will move on to the next voicemail.
Hey, guys. It's Tyler from Seattle. Sorry it's been so long since I last left a voicemail or anything, but I have been trying to keep in touch with a decent amount of you via Twitter, and I know that a decent amount of you at this point know what's been going on in my life to kind of keep me distracted from trying to, have fun. But enough of that, because I want to get over that as quickly as possible. And on to Once Upon a Time. Firstly, the last bunch of episodes have been pretty darn awesome. I've enjoyed them, and I've enjoyed the twists and turns they're giving us. The thing I wanted to bring up was this Wonderland spinoff, and personally, as someone who has watched many a shows that got spinoffs later into their runs, I like spinoffs and I like the concept of a spinoff, but I feel like they might be doing it too soon, and I don't know if they're ready for what having two series running simultaneously is going to mean for the production. That's going to mean 44 episodes in a year, not 22, which means a lot more intensive shooting schedules and everything. I've watched the Stargate franchise from about the time that Atlantis started to the time Universe ended. And with them, Atlantis started during SG-1's 8th year. And then they ran simultaneously for 3 years, and then there were 2 more years of just Atlantis, and then Universe ran on its own. And the creators there kept talking about in interviews how grueling it was to try to write 40 episodes a year and everything. So it is going to be taxing. And the thing that I'm wondering is it too soon for a spinoff already? I think that they're trying to use their clout to make it happen. But the thing I'm worried about is that it's going to be too much too soon. I mean, even NCIS LA didn't start until NCIS was in its, 7th season or something like that. And NCIS LA is already in its 4th or 5th season now, and they're just now thinking about doing another spinoff of that series. So I just wanted to bring up the idea that it might be too soon. What are your thoughts on that? Other than that, been having a good time at work and been trying to keep happy and positive, and I want to thank all of my Once Upon a Time podcast friends for having helped with that. You guys have been a great group of people lately, and I just wanted to thank you for that, because it really does mean a lot to me to know that there's people I can talk to that are gonna, care about what's going on. So just wanted to thank everyone. and especially Jeff and Colleen, because you guys are awesome. Had a blast with you guys when I saw you at Disneyland when I went down there. You know, it was great. And yeah.
Well, thanks for checking back in.
Yeah.
And it was cool meeting up with you at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you know, life has been kind of rough for a lot of folks lately.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Glad to help and glad.
So just hang in there.
You're checking in.
So as far as the spinoff, I thought I heard, and I could be totally wrong because I really haven't focused on this, but I thought I heard that it was only a very short-lived run. It wasn't going to be a full, you know, full season for this spinoff. Did I hear something different about that? I mean, am I totally out there in left field? I don't know. I mean, maybe the whole point is that they will.
I think it's a full run. But what I was shocked about is it didn't even require a full pilot to be filmed. It's a partial pilot,
mm-hmm.
and they filmed it a couple of weeks back, and they're probably editing and presenting it to ABC. So this has really been kind of green-lit quickly and just kind of shoved
right.
through. You know, and I do agree. I do agree that I think it is a little too soon. They haven't even had 3 years or three seasons
not even
yet.
3 seasons.
It's only two, and they really kind of worked on it, you know, inside of a season and a quarter. So it was kind of really fast. So we'll see. I mean, that's a lot of work, you know, and the, you know, we mentioned before the ratings have dropped with Once Upon a Time. So maybe they're trying to kind of jump over onto another kind of a new concept just in case people get tired of Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm saying that is because the dropping of the rating or the viewers. So that's all.
Well, and again, they've changed the show's format quite a bit
mm-hmm.
In this season, and they may be planning on going somewhere even more different next season. So, I mean, they could be anticipating that people are not going to be thrilled with the changes. I don't know.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why. Or maybe they just decided that it needs its own storyline and needs to be completely separate from Once Upon a Time. Who knows?
Yeah, number one, drama will give you a lot of clout.
So. Yeah, it does.
Here is the next voicemail.
Hey, Jeff, Colleen, and the Once Upon a Time podcast of Oncers, the awesome Once Upon a Time podcast of Oncers. It's Nick Macario, Blast from the Past. I just wanted to give you guys a message. I'm calling actually from the Philippines. I'm enjoying the heat, but I just wanted to remind everybody about the episode. We're back for the last four, so spread the word, tell everybody, and we're thinking of doing live tweet parties for the next four episodes. It'll be a lot of fun. And you may or may not see a few familiar faces over the next four, as you know. Hi, buddy, and the final four, and much Philippines. So I'll need you guys to ask tweet for me, because I don't get to see the show live. I'm over here, so I'll be watching everybody's tweets on Sunday, and you can tell me what your thoughts are to the next few episodes. And this week, of course, is the Robin Hood episode. Okay, love you all. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Mig.
Thanks, Mig.
Big love to Mig and Colin all the way from the Philippines.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty awesome.
And that's exciting for him to do that kind of a trip back
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
enjoy the heat. From
well, Vancouver
it's pretty hot.
Pretty chilly. So.
Yeah. So, and we will be tweeting around and letting people know, and we want to
mm-hmm.
thank him for giving a little voicemail call in and just an exciting time for him doing some traveling. So
yeah, come back to the home country of his birth.
That's right, and we will we'll be looking for Team 7
mm-hmm.
and Mig as well
mm-hmm.
in the last four episodes.
Yep.
So we have one more voicemail,
okay.
And I wish that we would have had more of the phone call, but anyway. It just kind of faded in and out.
Well, I think that's
sorry
part of
that
is, you know, I mean, the distance, the calling in from a cell phone from the Philippines, I'm sure, probably. Yep.
Now, this next one, I had some trouble understanding it. I'm going to play it because I did hear the caller say love once upon a time. So we will play this. Here we go.
I think I got a favor. Can you put my best friend, Dylan, S-C-H-M-I-D, back on once upon a time?
That's it. So the caller mentioned the show, so thanks for calling and leaving a voicemail.
Yes.
And I don't know that we'll do this type of setup. I'm using Boss Jock, and there's a kind of a slap echo. It's really strange.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
It could just be in our headphones.
We wanted to do something kind of more remote so we could kind of be going around and playing voicemails was a little more. I need to take a few more steps and figure out what to do.
Right.
But thanks so much for hanging in there with us. And here we go, the last four. So we'll be getting back on the horse. We'll be doing our first thoughts tonight. And the nice thing is, for the next 2 weeks, I get Monday off. So it's nice. A little extra kind of sleepy time for me.
So, lucky you. I get to work from home, though, on Monday.
That's true. So. That's true. So I want to thank everyone for hanging in there with us. It's been a wild season, too. We've talked about that a lot. And so thanks so much for listening and calling in and sending in your emails and stuff. We're still here.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceovers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceovers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.